time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the telephone, I have Mercedes Morgan. She is with USARA, which is the Utah Support Advocates for Recovery Awareness. They do all kinds of great things in the community. They have a bunch of different programs that they offer, and they just moved into a new building. So we're going to talk with Mercedes all about that. Mercedes, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having us, Dave. We appreciate it.
Anytime, anytime. Now, let's get talking about what USARA is and what you guys do here in the community.
Yes, so USARA, like you said, stands for Utah Support Advocates for Recovery Awareness. Here in Carbon County, we have two recovery coaches, myself and Shirley Wayman. We both do work full-time with participants. We do one-on-one coaching sessions as well as facilitate mutual aid support groups. So really our goal is just to support those that are seeking recovery, struggling with substance use disorder, opioid use disorder, and really just bridging the gaps and helping break down barriers for people that are just trying to pave their way.
And I think that one of the very interesting and unique things about USARA is that everybody that is in the positions that they hold in USARA, you're all in recovery, correct?
Yes, that is correct. So one of the requirements to be an employee of USARA is to be a person in long-term recovery and to have that shared experience. It's very easy to relate to somebody who has gone through similar situations as you, and you know, not only that, but also we can give suggestions as to things that have worked for us in our recovery and really establish what that is going to look like for somebody else and give those suggestions of ways that we did it. I wouldn't be where I was today if somebody hadn't come before me and paved that way.
And that's what it's all about, is people helping people. And you know, and everybody's recovery is different. It's not saying that everybody's is going to be the same, but maybe there are certain things that you've done or somebody else has done that work for somebody else, and you guys share those stories.
Absolutely. And, you know, I say this every time, but nobody's story is the same and nobody's recovery is going to look the same. So something that's really important to USARA is just meeting people where they're at and meeting them with compassion and understanding and supporting them through the process of whatever they choose their recovery to look like. One of the great things about USARA is that all the services that we offer are completely free.
And speaking of the services you offer, you get to do them in a brand new facility, don't you?
We do. We are super excited about our new location. We moved to a new location that is bigger so we can accommodate larger groups. And that is located at 91 East Main Street. And right now, we are not holding our meetings in person just due to COVID, but we will be holding them in person as soon as we get the okay to do so. But we are holding all of our meetings virtually right now so that we are still supporting the community and that we are still available for people to reach out to.
And that's really important. And looking over your calendar, you guys do a lot of great things. And let's kind of just run through them and run down them, starting with on Tuesdays, you have Coffee and Recovery, and it looks like Stepsisters in AA Recovery, correct?
Yes, so we have an outside fellowship bringing in a women's meeting Tuesday evening, and then we offer our Coffee and Recovery meeting virtually Tuesday and Thursday. And then we offer yoga virtually Wednesday, another 12-step newcomers meeting, which is open. And then Friday, we do a wellness check, which is just to check in with people to support them, see if there's anything they're needing, and just give that piece of relatability, because right now, as much as isolation is encouraged, it can be a really scary thing for those that are in recovery or seeking recovery. So we're really just there to support one another and get through this crazy time.
And once again, as you said, these are all done virtually through Zoom or Google meetings and things like that. And it's really a great way, as you were saying, too, to connect. You know, as right now, we are kind of all disconnected, but it's a great way to bring everybody together and just check in, make sure that everybody's doing okay. And I think that that goes a long way to get people the help that they need. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And connection is the most important piece. You know, if we didn't have people to relate to and to connect with and to encourage us, we would feel really stuck. And so we're utilizing the technology right now. We are doing one-on-ones virtually over the phone. We're really accommodating to what people have access to. And that's one of the beautiful things about technology is we're still able to connect, and we're really able to connect with people in Carbon County, Emory County, Grand County, people that are maybe in more rural locations, because we're doing it virtually.
And that is one of the great things with the technology we had, is that it has definitely made the world feel a little smaller.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Mercedes, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. And we're going to let you get back to it. And good luck with everything that you do. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. And always check our Facebook. We do pretty much weekly giveaways, and we just try to keep the community engaged. And our meeting schedule is also listed on there.
That's perfect. Mercedes, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dave. We appreciate it.
That's Mercedes Morgan with USARA here in Price. Now, for more information on interviews just like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and you can also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.